is like this. We're really up to, I think, we're up to Perek Aleph Posuk Tes. But before we do that, I just want to mention something else. Because what we've been doing, you know, I've been trying to send out a weekly little, it's really for very basic people, maybe have no shaykhs even, a little something on Shir HaShirim, like a little email or something. I don't know.
So why do I get it every week?
What?
Why
you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I guess you're on the no shaykhs list. No, I mean, it's written for me. It's written as if a person, you know, just a simple little idea. But the idea that I wrote last time, it's not going to be relevant beyond today. So I just wanted to mention that it isn't only Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim that describes this unique relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Because the truth of the matter is that Shmini Atzeres is really the classic, if not the ultimate description of that relationship. The Chinuch brings, the Chazal say, that what's the Inyan? They ask the question, on every Yontif there's a mitzvah. Right, Shavuos, there's no mitzvah, because Kabbalah's HaTorah, it's all the mitzvahs. With Pesach, there's mitzvahs, there's matzah, there's Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, and so forth. And on Sukkos, there's the Mila Ben Esrig, and there's the Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres is a Yontif without any mitzvahs. There's no
what?
First of all, there is a mitzvah. It's a different kind of mitzvah. But it's without a mitzvah, and it's without a purpose. There's no purpose. There's no historical event that's being commemorated. Nothing happened. The Shmini Atzeres is, we're not commemorating anything. So that's the Indian. So you say, Darshan, at the end is exactly what the Torah says. Yom HaShmini Atzeres Tilochem. Atzeres means Atzor. Stop. You know, stop means don't go. You know, isn't that what the stop signs say in Israel? No. It means stop. Some people don't know that stop means don't go. They think stop means to go, you know. You stop and go. But stop means no, stop, don't go. And Chazal Darsh, they say, Kosha Olai Pritaschem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, we spent 7 days fabrengin together, you know. Gemach Lasach L'chayim, you know, we had a lot of good times together. Korbonos and the Beis HaMikdosh and the Kohanim Bavidosim and the Leviim Beshirom and Zimrom, it was Kadosh. Not Shaykh and the Nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdosh and the Aliyah L'Regel and the everything. It was most beautiful. Beis HaShoeva, Amish, you know, Misharol Ros with Simcha Misharol Ros Simcha Miyomov. Not Shaykh. Nagin, leave me. Koshe Olay Pidaschem. Give me one more day. Ikvu Olay Yomecho. Please, stay one more day. So, and obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any weakness. And he doesn't have any human emotions. He's Nikra Rachum V'Chanun. But the Torah and Chazal wanted to describe to us the dimension of the love, Kavi Yochol, a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give me just one more day where we can celebrate together for no reason, not to celebrate anything other than our relationship, other than the fact that I can't let you go, other than the fact that your being here is to me so precious. And it's really a very beautiful concept in terms of trying to understand in human terms the way we're supposed to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yachas to Klal Yisrael. Now, what's interesting is that the Kasha, the Chinuch asked the Kasha, he says, how come Pesach doesn't have a Shmini Atzeres, right? It's only Sukkot that has Shmini Atzeres. So the Chinuch answers, because we're coming back for Shavuos. So I just always look at it like this and say, look at this. It's a nuanced love relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. He says, if you're coming back in 6 weeks, then I'll manage. That we're separating for 6 weeks, all right, you know, it's going to be hard, I'm sure. But 6 months? I can't do it. Kosha Olai Pridaschi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you got to give me, you got to stay one more day. So I think it's a very powerful expression of that sense of Chazal wanted us to feel the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. Al pi guesswork or drush, I don't know for sure, but I wonder if that isn't the reason that they were mesader when they were mesaked the completion of the cycle of the Sefer Torah. That wasn't always a cycle, wasn't always read like that. At different times, we started with Moshe Rabbeinu reading publicly and during the week, and then on Shabbos and so forth. But I wonder if this concept of Simchas Torah, of the completion of the Torah, wasn't coordinated for this day of Shmini Atzeres, because it was so appropriate. Because what does the Torah represent? The Torah represents the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. He gave us so many gifts. In the Pesukim that we're about to do, it talks about the Bizas Hayam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his love for Klal Yisrael to the whole world, that besides everything that they took out of Mitzrayim when they left, but he made Paroi come with all of his army, with all of their gold and silver and everything they brought to the Yam, so that when they go, Klal Yisrael should have all of this Biza. And that's again an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. So he expressed love in many ways, but the ultimate expression of love was not only did I give you the Bizas Hayam, and I gave you the Bizas Mitzrayim, and I gave you Eretz Yisrael, I gave you the Torah. But not only did I give you the Torah as a hadrocha in life, in other words, this in itself is an amazing thing. You know, when I talk to people a lot about life and happiness, I say, you know, if happiness is about feeling good about yourself, and having a purpose is probably the most critical ingredient in feeling good about yourself, and knowing that this is the purpose for which you were created, and in reality, it's not just guesswork, you're not just coming up with some concocted purpose that you made up, which is really ridiculous and irrelevant, and it's not true, and it's not shaykh to you, and you can have a much greater purpose, and the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But no, if we have a manual to tell us exactly from the manufacturer why we were created, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that. He gave us the manual. Here's the manual. This tells you exactly why, from the beginning, gracious boy, I created the world, and this is exactly why I created, you know, everything. That would have been enough. That would have been the greatest expression. The whole world, and he actually offered it to them. He was yoit to be yoit, so whatever, they didn't take it. But he gave to Klal Yisrael the manual. Now, guys, you know the purpose for which you were created, and therefore you have the vehicle to be happy in this world. You have a purpose. Not only that, I gave you the manual for human perfection, to develop yourself to the extent that you should be worthy of the ultimate schar that I give in this world and the next, so the world is yours. Not only will I show you in this world the Bizas Hayam and the Bizas Mitzrayim, not only will I give you a sense of purpose and meaning and direction in life, and I gave it to you directly at our Sinai publicly so nobody could have any questions about it, and they could debate and think, and maybe how do I know, maybe this is the not right one in front of millions of eyewitnesses and so forth. No, I gave you that. Not only that, I gave you the formula for developing yourself, for perfecting yourself, to be able to be worthy, as the Chinuch says, of all the hatovah that Hashem wants to give. What could be more than that? But there's something even more than that. The gift of Kabbalah's HaTorah, it represents one additional ingredient. He gave it away. It's no longer his. He no longer has control. He no longer can decide his halacha. He can't take on the Bezdin. When the Bezdin and the Lishkas Hagozis Paskin Zahalocha, the Rebbeinu Shalom has to say, Mani Aseh, that's it. That's the way they Paskin. There's nothing I can do about it. As the famous Medrash that we always quote, and that it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hashem comes in to his heavenly hosts, and he says, take out the books, tomorrow we're judging the world. Comes tomorrow, he comes in and says, sorry. And the Lishkas Hagozis, the Bezdin, to whom I gave the Torah and I have given over all my authority, they decided it's not Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, there's nothing I can do about it. And therefore, you have to put away the books. Tomorrow, we're going to judge the world. I'm the Bohir Yoilam. I decide when I want to judge my world. I, me, the Torah, that's me. I gave it over to them. And now, I no longer have any influence whatsoever. He has influence because he can influence the way people see, but I have no authority. I rescinded the authority. No matter what I'll tell them, they won't listen to me. And I have to come and tell my Pamadi Shalmaim, I say, hey guys, I made a mistake. I thought it was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. But, you know, I have to wait a day because the Torah that I gave to Klal Yisrael was kipaskined by the Beis Din, and I rescinded all authority. What a gift. Not only is it the gift to true happiness, not only is it the gift to true Hanoah and eternity in this world and the next, but the control of Chukai Shemayim Vaoretz was given to Klal Yisrael. And literally the control of Chukai Shemayim Vaoretz, because the famous thing that we mention all the time from the Chazon Ish, that it says, Baski Mulshonim Surah Choyzrim. If until her third birthday, if she lost her psulim, they come back. What if her birthday was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Beis Din all of a sudden on Rosh Chodesh Adar decided to add another month? Then there's another month of psulim choizrim. Go ask your biologist friends. They, if there's such a biology of 36 months, which they don't know about either, but that's besides the point. But 36 months is 36 months. That's a biological fact. That's totally in the cycles and the hormones and the chveis nishvos of the goof. No, it's totally in the Psaka Beis Din. Chukai Shomayim V'oretz is decided by what the Beis Din and the Lishka Sagosis paskins. And if they paskin that there's one more month and her birthday is going to be a month later, then Psulei Choyzrim, the physical biology of Psulei Choyzrim is going to happen a month later. That's the power. That's the Koyach HaTorah. And this mamish kama v'kama maisim that took place over hundreds of years in Europe. I don't remember all the names of the places, but where somebody got a diagnosis that he has a fatal heart disease or lung disease, whatever, one or the other, I remember, and he has less than a year to live, and he goes to his Rav, Tzibroch, on the bench, like, what can I do? And the Rav tells him, move to that shtetl over there. Well, Sepas, I should move over there, because I hold that this disease that you have in a behema would be fatal, and therefore the behema is a treifa, he's going to die within the year. Oh, but that Rav holds that it's not a treifa. That means he holds that it's not going to die within the year. And you go off to that shtetl and you live. The chilek of where did the Rav, who lived a couple hundred years ago, or 200 years ago, 100, I don't know exactly when, a few times I think this might have happened. And because the Rav paskins, differently from the other Rav, who said, so if you stay here, you're going to die. Because the Rav here holds that that's a treifa. If you go there, you're going to die.
Did the guy survive?
What?
Did the guy survive?
Of course. What do you think? What do you think? That's
chukai shemayim. Just to show the hashkafa.
So,
if it didn't work.
Ad kedei kach, that the lotion of the tour is very, very stark, very amazing. He says, before you say this, brocha shebochar bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lanu es terosan. That's also interesting. He chose us from all the nations. He gave us the Torah, which means the Torah with the kinyan, with the authority, with the absolute authority, with the koiches of chukai shemayim v'oretz. Gave it to us. Baruch ato Hashem, noisein ha-Torah. Noisein is a loshon hoive, present tense. So, mitzarech he gave it to us, it's ours. Mitzad sheni is constantly, ki Hashem yitein chochmo, mipiv das usvuno. He's constantly giving us more insight, more depth, more understanding. And the Gemara says in Nidah, the Gemara says, I think it's Tafayinum Beis, the Gemara says, if you want to become a Chochem, what should you do? The Gemara says, Yasek L'Chochem, should learn. So the Gemara asks the good Kasha, Harbi also came, but I also be Yodom. Many people were Yasek and Chochem, and it didn't happen, they didn't become. So what do you think the Gemara answers? Machalachayim. What? So they go, I said, what? Who? What? Oh, a bookie. Yeah.
This is really.
Yivakesh rachamim mimisha chochma shaloi. Says you should be mivakesh rachamim. Ki Hashem yiten chochma, the Gemara brings a posuk. Mipiv dasusvuna. The Gemara says, Moshe lemelech, that he invites everybody to a feast, and to his closest mikurovim, he gives from his private stock. A bottle of very expensive. stuff that he gives.
Expensive what, Rabbi?
Well, I don't know, he knows. Yeah, he has a bottle of expensive stuff. He gives that out to his mipiv. He takes it out of his own mouth. That's from his private stock. He says, that's what happens by the Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives us. So he gave us the Torah, and he has no authority. Mitzad Sheni, he's constantly still feeding it us, giving us the insight, giving us the ability. He's choining the Odom Das, umelame lenu ishbino. You know what I say over there all the time? It's the only brocha that, in the brocha sem tsoyis in Shmon Esrei, that we first make a shevach. All the other brochas, hashiveinu, shmakuleinu, tekabu shofar, boreicholeinu, rifoeinu, evonyeinu. Yes, the bakosha. The shevach we said at the beginning, and now the brocha sem tsoyis are bakoshas, right? This is the only ones. Atochoinein lo olam das, umelameid lenu ishbino. And then we say choneinu miyitcho. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. He says, you think a doctor has a koyach with all due respect. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? You think a business, you got an MBA from Harvard, so you're going to have a parnosa. He's borei choleinu, and the parnosa comes all from Hashem. The kibbutz golius, you think Theodore Herzl can be mekabitz the golius. You know, it's all siyata d'shmaya, it's all from Hashem. There's one thing that we forget that it's from Hashem. And that's das, chokhmah. Why? Monoshach. If I was born stupid, stupid person, lost. I got a 42 IQ, that's all. If I was born brilliant, I'm a genius. Atochoimein le'odem das, loshoimein, present tense, umelameid le'enosh bina, and teaching, present tense, Hashem is the constant, ongoing, 24/7 source of das. He's constantly giving us the insight, giving us the das, giving us the bino. And therefore, since we know that it's all a matnas elohim at every moment, at every moment, at every single moment, so I say, choneinu meyitcho de'avir haskel. We shouldn't make a mistake to think, oh, I'm smart, it'll come naturally. Oh, I'm stupid, it's lost. No, it's all a gift from Hashem. But if that's the case, and that's why Hashem yitin chochm. Oh, I've done firoys the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so if it's like a gift from Hashem, why is it say yasu b'chochma? The Gemara says it's only a tanai. And Rashi learns it's really totally barach. It's a gift from Hashem, but it's a tanai. So I ask you, just think about it for a moment. We sit and learn. Okay, what are we doing? We're studying the Torah Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael. By the way, the Torah says. That's why I started to say before you make the Birchas HaTorah, you should think Asher Boch Abonu Kol Umois, the Keravonu Fnehar Sinai, the Nosan Lon Teras HaKdoisho Shehi, Beis Chayenu, I guess that's the house of our life, the foundation of our lives, the foundation, Kleichem Dosoi, the object of his desire. The Torah is so Choshu, the Rebbeinu Shalom himself desires it, but what did he do? He's hoyo mishtashei avo b'chol yoyim. That's the lashon of the Torah. He used to delight in it every day. Now, on some level, I don't understand how, don't ask me how, because I don't know. He compromised that delight by giving it to Klal Yisrael. He no longer, maybe it's because he no longer paskin halacha. You know? The ikar is lamasik shmaitz libin the hilchos. That's what the tachlis of learning is, to be able to conclude
halacha. Who is he paskining for?
What? What's that?
Before Klal Yisrael.
Okay.
He was posketing for himself.
That's the point. Maybe that's why. Whatever it is. But
no, I'm
but
saying
this,
there's nobody for the sock to be chal.
You mean there was no shashua before either?
Malachim.
No, for the malachim, that if I care, the malachim don't have shaykh. There's no lo sin sock. There's no lo sin. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. No, so who's he? That's a good kasha. Who's he? What was the? I mean, if the shashua that he used to have was the psak. Okay, so Taylor.
Psak is emes.
The truth. What?
Psak would be emissary without
right.
The leader.
The truth of the matter is, the psak is not, it's not a question of what you do. It's a whole other discussion. We're going to this discussion, we'll be here all day. But basically,
we have all day. We are all.
Anyway, yeah, just very briefly, because this is important, now that you brought it up, that's a very good point. Basically, the tachlis is to be masik shmaitza libidil for some. But the specific halacha is not really what counts. Eilu v'eilu divelu kimchayim. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It's like this. Beis Hillel says you make Kiddush and then Baruch Pei Avraham. You make Asher Kiddushonu and then Baruch Pei Avraham and then Brochas, right? Beis Shammai says you make Bor Pri HaGofen, and then you say Asher Kedishonu, you know, Friday night in the Kiddush, right?
Which way do you have to do?
A better question. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chai. What does Rabbi Yishalom want? He's not sure. He's confused. He has questions. He has doubts. He's what's going on? The Torah says he doesn't care. The tachlis of the Torah is to be masik shmeitz alibet hilchos, which means that I study the sugya and I follow it through with all the principles that were given to me, with all the tools and techniques and all of the knowledge that I have to be able to come to an accurate conclusion. The conclusion of Vada is going to be influenced by my own Sherish HaNeshama, by the way I see things. And from the time of Hillel v'Shammai, the Gemara said, there started to be machlokes because there were Nisrabu Talmidim Shloshim Shukol Sorchom. There were many Talmidim that weren't Meshamish, they were to the fullest, and they didn't get the total perspective. They got a piece, they got a perspective, they got an aspect of it. And all of those aspects, the Gemara says, were given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Memtes taimim lahat, memtes taimim leser, memtes taimim lifso, memtes taimim lahasher, memtes taimim letoher, memtes taimim letame. All kulame roya echod nitno. Why? So that every perspective that a unified Kabbalah would come up with, even if it isn't the total unified perspective, is all part of the Messiah that was given in Har Sinai. What's the tachlis then? The tachlis is not which way to do the halacha. And therefore you don't necessarily even need people to tell the halacha to do, as your question was. The tachlis is, I take the sugya, and I work through that sugya with the koiches and the tools and the knowledge and the insight and the mesura and the seichel ayosha that I have. And I conclude a halacha, and I'm meshabed myself to that halacha. I am following the psak. I'm meshubit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara, I believe, means. It's not like Rashi or Tosfos, so don't have to say that's the Pshat and the Rambam, but that's a different discussion. Yeah? But the Gemara says, Nimnu v'gomru, limud godl, shen limud mevi lidei maisa. If limud is mevi lidei maisa, so then maisa is godl. What's the Pshat? Nimnu v'gomru, limud godl, the Gemara in the Kiddush, in the end of the first parak, and it's also a comma. Nimnu v'gomru, limud godl, shen limud mevi lidei maisa. If that's the case, then maisa is godl. Limud, maybe the maisa would mean that limud brings to shibud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants shibud. The sugya brings to shibud. I have, this is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. And he gave me the tools and the mesorah with which to learn it. And I have to apply myself. And he's going to help me. There's a siyata d'shmayo. Ki Hashem yitein chokhma. Mipiv das usvuno. He's choyin in olam das. He's malamit lehen mishbino. He gave me the authority to paskin the shayla. And that psak he will have to abide by. He will not be able to come out and say, no, I disagree with you. He can't even say, no, I disagree with you. I agree with Shammai. No. He's rescinded that power. And I have that. And what do I do now? Do that, I create the ultimate shibud to HaKadosh Baruch. And what does that shibud to HaKadosh Baruch do? And with this, I think it's late. We have to stop. I apologize. You hear? What does that shibud to HaKadosh Baruch do? That shibud does the following. There's a rationale in Parshas Baha. It says the Torah gives a tzivui avodayim that if we're a Jew that's sold to a goy as a slave, He has a special tzivui that says you don't follow the goy, the master, but you still have to follow Hashem. And the Sifri, Rashi Bin Sifri says, Shaloi Teima, Ma Rabbi Oved Avoy Dezora Afani Kamoyu, Ma Rabbi Shefech Domim Afani Kamoyu, Ma Rabbi Mechal Shabbos Afani Kamoyu. My master is a Shefech Domim, he's Mechal Shabbos, I'm going to be just like him. Talmud Lomer, Avodai Him, Avodai Him, whatever, that's it. Jew is sold to a goy to be a slave. He doesn't necessarily treat him like we're supposed to treat an Eved Ivri. If you have one pillow, you better give it to him. So he's not a comfortable situation. He's not happy about it. He was sold because he stole. He was sold because he has no money. And the guy's not necessarily treating him royally. And yet he's going to say, I want to be just like my master. I want to be Machal Shabbos. First of all, Machal Shabbos, the one thing he shouldn't want, he's going to have to work on Shabbos. At least he has one day off. So what's going on here? The Teretz is a person, it's the nature of a person to crave, to emulate, to be like the Meshabit. He wants to, if someone is Meshabit someone, then he wants to be like him. natural. That's the what they call the Stockholm syndrome. So, and the Mela, there's a little bit of that in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and gave us a Torah. And we learn the Torah and we're mishabit ourselves. Whatever halachic conclusion I come to, I'm mishabit to that. And that creates the greatest desire to be Doimel Hashem. And to be Doimel Hashem, to be Mahur Achum, Afatur Achum, to be Vaholach, to be Drochov, that Doimel Hashem is the greatest chus, and that enables Hashem to give me the greatest hatovah, and that fulfills his purpose of creation. So that's like an overview of the whole system. But what it means is that this Torah is a very precious gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up the Hanor, whatever that means that he had, gives it to us. He helps us with it. He's Nosan Lo Terosa, but he's Noisein HaTorah every minute. HaTochein Ein Lodem Das, Ki Hashem Yitein Chokh. So the person sits down there and tries to clarify the Indian. He has this sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showering me, blessing me, infusing me with wisdom, with logic. I am now the beneficiary of the greatest expression. He's kissing me. He's hugging me. He's expressing the greatest love. And he's helping me through the process to achieve the ultimate shleimus, to achieve the ultimate sense of meaning and purpose of life, the ultimate happiness, and to be able to get the ultimate reward. And he is with me every step of the way and pushing and coaxing and guiding that process. And I sit down to learn. He's right over here. He's teaching me. And he says, imagine what a person could feel. I don't say that it comes automatically. I don't say you don't have to work on it. But a person could mamish feel that he has a chavrusa with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that he's being taught step by step. And when he sees an insight, he could feel, like Rashi says in the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Yishokeinim and Shikai Spigu. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kissing me and revealing himself to me at Har Sinai. This is just the way I felt over there. That's the way I can feel now. I apologize for not doing Shir Hashirim.